Well, hello. This is Cleavis from the Spidey Heck Voiceover Show. How is everybody doing today? Well, I'm okay. Well, I don't know about you, but I just wanted to say I support all lives matter. Because every life does matter. You know, it's important. We all should get along. We all bleed the same blood. It's red. It's not every kind of color. It's not blue or orange or green. It's blood red. So anyways, my thought process was this. Was that I wanted to say, I think that Colin Kaepernick, or whatever the fuck his name is. Whoop, sorry. Didn't mean to curse. It's the first time you hear Cleavis curse of all time. Anyways, I wanted to say that I think it's cool that Nike is giving love to him and showing his faith and putting it on there. But I want to say, I think people are going a little bit crazy because some are loving it and some are hating it. And I want to say, my hat's off to you for putting your knee down during the national anthem and doing what you thought was right. But I also want to say, golly, golly, jillikers. What is it with you people? Nike isn't paying you, neither is Colin. So why are you all posting it every 5 minutes? Then on top of that, the stupid people are so angry with him, they're burning their stuff. What the hell, man? I pay some good money for my Michael Jordans. I'm not going to burn them. I'm not going to burn anything I have with Nike. Because I pay for that stuff. Golly, people can be so stupid. But anyways, I wanted to say I support him. I hope you all do too. But please, don't flood my freaking Instagram with all his faces everywhere. Oh my God, it's a bye. Anyways, hope everybody's having a good day. And this is Cleavis saying, support all lives matter because they do. Have a good day. Spidey! Spidey! I need that recipe for the omelets that you gave me. My son said that the last one tastes like shit. Spidey!
Orderly people, what's going on? It's a little cricket on your dial. Saying, I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, I've just been doing my stuff, man. I've been in the pinta, you know what I'm saying? Doing my thing. Well, not really, but I had to do my thing because I was locked up. But I'm out now, and I'm here to do some really good stuff for you and talk to you about some loving stuff that I want to talk about. Okay, so anyways, I wanted to tell you all that I missed you all, and I want to say as well that I don't know what the fuck is going on with this world, but people are always wanting to hate on the next person. Orale, cavernes, listen to me. We're here for each other. If a fucking alien attack came, who the fuck are we going to defend? The aliens? No, each other. So why do we always have to fight and say stupid shit to each other? You know, like racist terms and derogatory things, you know. Oh, you didn't think I know another word. But derogatory, you know what I'm saying? You people need to understand that life is a lot more than the stupidities that we bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are angry at each other for the stupidest shit. People go on Facebook and they argue and they angry and they delete each other and block each other. And, you know, it's so dumb. It really makes no sense to me. But really, I want to tell you all that I love all of you, regardless of your skin color, black, Chinese, oriental. Oh, I can't say oriental. I got in trouble last time I said Oriental. It's Asian. I wanted to tell you another thing. I don't know if you know about racial slurs, but you gotta be careful what you say to people, because sometimes people take it and they go, hey, why you say that to me? And I say, oh, I don't know. I didn't know that I was racist. So I wanted to tell you all, respect the Asian culture and never use the word Oriental, because someone told me that's very bad. Anyways, back to the next point. White people, black people, Hispanic people, we all the same people. We all talk differently, you know, as we all do, but it's okay. That's what makes us better. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us a big melting pot. Yeah, that's what America is, man. It's a melting pot of all races. You know what I'm saying? So when you have a gumbo, if you have a really good gumbo, gumbo's really good when it has all of the stuff inside of it. You can't make a gumbo with just potatoes in it. You gotta have all kinds of shit, carrots and meat and potatoes and all that other stuff, you know? Orale, I'm gonna say it one more time. Love each other, because there's only one human race. And the only race that we gotta win together is the one that we finish together. Orale, Simon. This is Little Quick on your dial. Saying orale for a while and peace out, canales y los lovely rucas.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Spidey Heck on your dial. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's weekend? Hope your Labor Day weekend was a successful one. Mine was pretty damn cool. Went to the gun range on Saturday. Shot an AR-15. Shot a Mossberg shotgun. And my baby, my Zhenik 9mm Israeli pistol. Oh, I love that thing. But anyways, hope everybody had a good weekend, and I hope your day was good yesterday. My day consisted of me going to sleep and then having to go to work. But it was a nice, peaceful day at work, so I can't complain. Nobody came, so that's good. And I wanted to say, I hope everybody has been enjoying my episodes lately. Hope you enjoyed the last one. If you haven't heard the last one, just go ahead and go over there and have a listen to the Spidey interview I did with the Fresh Delivery. And come check out the Spidey Heck Voice Over Show podcast. If you're out there listening, listen on all platforms, as many as you can find. If you're on iTunes, hey, send me a shout on there. Say something nice about my podcast. You know, it doesn't hurt. And if you want to donate, feel free. I don't know about the sponsorships. I don't know how to find it in the particular thing when you go to my podcast. I don't know how that works. But if you see it, hit it and subscribe. Just a dollar would be good. You know what I'm saying? You want to donate $5, that's good too. Think about it, $5 a month, that's what? Like $75? I think $75 of worth of my entertainment is good. That's like going to the getting a year's worth of comedy for $5. Or even a dollar, that's $12 a month. I mean, a dollar a month is $12 a year. $12 for Spidey Head comedy? Come on, people, you can't miss that. You can't beat that with a bet. But anyways, again, I want to thank you all for continuously staying by my side and supporting the Spidey Heck Voiceover Show. Don't forget to come visit me at Spidey Heck on Instagram and my ventures of hashtag Spidey Style Digital Art. Again, I'm doing some stuff with filters and making pictures look nice and cool. So if you want one, holla at your boy, Spidey Heck, on Instagram. And I wanted to say as well that, yeah, man, I just think that everything is should be taken lightly. You know what I mean? Because some people, like the whole controversy now with the whole controversy with the Kaepernick and the Just Do It as slogan now. And, you know, people are being stupid. You know, they're doing all kinds of craziness with this. You know, like people just can't understand that we all need to fucking get along. You know what I'm saying? And the same way Cricket said it is, if there was an alien attack, would we help each other? Of course we would. So we need to keep that mentality, man. If this was a zombie apocalypse, would we be on the side of the zombies or the side of the humans? We'd all be on each other's sides. So just keep that in mind, people. And let's keep this episode going real quick before the next segment. Again, thank you all. Check out your boy Spidey Heck, and let's go.
And now, dating advice with Vinny Gagagooch.
Hello, everyone. This is Vinny Gagagooch. Wanting to say, relationships aren't always easy. But you must remember, never let your significant other push you around. And I'm not saying in a physical sense, because if you know someone pushes you, you have the right to kick their ass. Man or female, you don't have to agree with me, but it's the truth. Guys, don't put your hands on your chicks, and chicks, don't put your hands on your dicks. Well, you can put your hands on your man's dicks, but you mean don't hit the guys, you know? There's nothing more repulsive than a female that gets in the guy's face, knowing that the guy's like 6'5", and she's like 4'2". He could toss you like a fucking hacky sack. But I'm going off subject. Unite to respect each other. Never think that one is superior over the other. You are just as important as the other person in the relationship. Manipulation and games do not fucking mesh. They don't go hand in hand. So don't bring that bullshit to the table when you're in a relationship with a person. Be there for them. Love them. Be on their side. If there's a problem, don't play devil's advocate and try to make them feel bad about who they are. Love them, like I just said. And if you can't, then get the fuck out of their face and move on with your life and leave theirs alone. So, this is Vinny Gagagooch saying, I hope you guys are having a good day. Hope this advice helped you at least a little bit. And again, never, ever fuck with Vinny, or you will get clapped. Have a good day.
And that was dating advice from Vinny Gagagooch.
Well, that about wraps it up for the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, visit Spidey Heck at Spidey Heck at Instagram and send him an email at SpideyHeckVoiceovers@gmail.com. Y'all come back now. Y'all here.